We have an Olympic medalist on the line. She's been to multiple Olympics. She's over in Pyeongchang. She just won the bronze in luge. Here is Alex Goff. Alex, have you slept at all since winning bronze?
I've gotten a couple hours. Definitely need to get a couple and not go too hard. And I have another event in tomorrow, so took a little bit of time to enjoy it and celebrate with the people that came over, but still gotta be able to compete tomorrow.
How do you deal with the pressure? I've always wanted to ask an Olympic athlete. You put so much time, so many years into one event, and if it doesn't work out, you have to kind of worry about the consequences of going home with possibly nothing. You don't have to deal with that, but is there that kind of pressure inside your head? You put so much into it, you just got a medal to get something out of it?
I mean, I guess that pressure, it exists and it's there, but I knew going into this that what I wanted to achieve, and to achieve that, I knew that I had to be really consistent with my runs and you know, if I could put myself in the game after run or after day one, then it was just a matter of, you know, going forward on day two and putting together, you know, the best that I could do. And if I can do that, I'm always kind of in the mix of being on the podium. So, you know, that's what I did, and it worked out for me.
With Alex Goff, who just won bronze in the women's single luge over in Pyeongchang. You've been to multiple Olympics. How would you compare this host city to the other host cities you've been to in the past?
You know, I think every game has a really different atmosphere, but they've all been amazing. And there's been an amazing crowd out at the track, and people cheering us on, and whether it's people who've come over as fans and family, or it's local Koreans coming and checking out the track, they've just been amazing, and everyone that's that I've dealt with in terms of volunteers and all the people involved have been amazing, and they've done such a great job of organizing stuff and putting together a great event.
Luge is like the most fascinating sport for me. I'm terrified watching. Like, how did you get involved in luge? What was it like to go down your first time?
So I was 13, and my mom was looking for a new activity for me to keep me busy in the winter. And family friends of ours had their kids in the luge program, so she was like, "Hey, you should go try this sport out at COP." And so she signed me up for a camp to go try it. And you know, I grew up on skis and was already pretty adventurous and just you know, up for anything, kind of. So I went and tried it, and it was lots of fun, and kind of got into the program for that, and it's become the crazy whirlwind of a career that I've had.
Take us through the experience of crashing on the course. What's that like?
Oh, well, it kind of depends. Sometimes it's just, you know, you're going along thinking everything's okay, and you miss the entrance of a corner by a little bit, and you get just kind of bucked off your sled, and it's kind of no big deal. You're just sitting beside your sled instead of on it. But sometimes it can be a little bit rougher than that, and you know, you do your best to get out of it with the minimal amount of you know, damage, and most of the time it's not too bad.
So it looks a lot worse than it actually feels. Is that what you're saying?
It looks a lot worse than it usually is. I mean, there's obviously the odd case where it's as bad as it looks, but often it looks more spectacular than it ends up feeling.
Okay. Well, congratulations on the bronze. Good luck tomorrow. And we appreciate you taking time for us. Have fun over there, and thank you for doing this.
Oh, thank you for having me, and thank you again.
There's Alex Goff, bronze medalist in the luge. Another competition coming up tomorrow.